Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket. Back in studio after a fine day out at Oakland Hills for the Detroit Sports Commission golf outing. Gator, you were playing, but not in that golf outing.
No, I was at Detroit Golf Club playing in the Rocket Classic Media Day.
Talk to me, Goose. How was it?
I mean, the day was, you couldn't ask for a better day. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, high 70s, a little bit of wind, which affected the golf a little bit, but that's fine. It was just a gorgeous day, and got to hear some new names being added to the list of competitors for the tournament, which was kind of cool. And they're expecting more in the days to come, which would be great. And got to play the course, which was awesome. I did see something in nature.
Yeah, I was wondering about this.
That was... It's a little polarizing for me. For most people, it's just sheer awesomeness. And there's part of me that was like, that's awesome. Like, that's just awesome. So I was playing with a partner in my cart was Chris Fallar.
Okay.
One of our update guys. And we're at the par 5 hole, the beginning of the 313 area, where if you hit the eagle, the hole in one, and a birdie, a 313 on the three holes, that there's like $1 million donation or something like that, or you win $1 million, whatever it is. But the par 5 over at DGC, and there's a little pond in front of the green, and get out of the cart, and Chris is ready to hit his shot onto the green, and looking into the pond just next to us, 10 feet from us, mm-hmm. there's a couple of ducks that are in that pond, and then there is what looked like a gray heron. It was just standing in the water, and you can still see a few inches of its legs. It's got really high. If you've ever seen a heron, they have long legs, probably a couple feet long. So, but it's just standing at the towards the side of the pond and kind of standing still. And I tell Chris, I said, I hate these things because they come in my pond and they steal my fish. And I hate
it. It's personal.
Yeah, it is personal. And unless I've got, and thank goodness when I have the dog, she runs out and chases anything away from the pond. But as I'm saying this, literally as I'm saying this, the heron dives its head into the water and plucks out a colorful orange and white goldfish, a decent sized one that was just swimming and living. And now not. And it was amazing to actually see that. Like, I've seen fish dive and you know, get some fish or whatever. But not one with, like, the vibrant color of this goldfish, which was sweet. And not where it's 10 feet away from me when it's just happening. It was amazing. Like, that just happened.
And you have an issue with it because it happens in your backyard.
Yeah.
In your pond.
That's the tough part for me is to reconcile that. I mean, yeah. I'd love to see that, you know. It's just nature, the whole circle of life thing. But The fact that it happens in my backyard when I'm not home, I don't like.
Right.
But when I can actually see it in what's not my backyard, it's awesome.
So you're fired up?
I was pretty fired up.
Yeah.
And then I actually parred that hole.
Did you?
Yeah.
Sweet.
And the only hole I played well on the whole day.
Yeah.
It was a struggle. Bit of a struggle.
What do you notice about this course that's I don't know if it's probably not anywhere close to the PGA setup, right? I mean, you're not playing for the tips, are you?
They have us, yeah, kind of. Okay. But I mean, I think it's moved up to the front of the area where the tips would be.
So you're not playing it where how they'll play it. And do they have the stands up or the grandstands up?
Yeah,
the
stands are lots of the stands.
So what do you notice playing a PGA Tour course that you wouldn't have noticed just watching on TV?
I think to me, it's when the stands are up, you realize that, I mean, when the stands aren't there, I played the course before just normally, and it's a great course, but it's wide open. But when you start filling it up with stands and stuff, it does kind of close things down a little bit. That course, what would be tough about that is that there are a lot of trees that are set up to line the fairways, and it can make life difficult. But the greens are very tough. They're very fast, and I'm sure they're probably going to stop mowing the rough area at this point to grow that out a little bit.
It's about to get tough. Real tough.
As tough as they can make it. I mean, this is a tournament where the pros eat it up.
Right.
You know, because it is kind of open. The fairways aren't terribly narrow. You got a lot of space there. So there's some pretty good scores that get turned in. I mean, it's not uncommon to see guys win with 25 under par for four rounds.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Having gone just as a fan and like not media member, just give me a ticket. It was a general admission, and there were plenty of great places to watch. I had a lot of fun. Now, part of this, I got to be honest, I think I get a little bit skewed. I think being a fan is just like one of the most elite experiences you can have. And it's because going to a game now, like when I go on vacation and I go to a game, I'm like, this is great. This is the greatest thing ever. Cause I know I'm never going to talk about this like Marlins Angels game I'm at because I'm not there for work. So when I go to an event, I get a little skewed. I thought the Rocket Classic when I went as a fan was like the greatest thing ever. This is awesome. But it was really, really fun, and there were a lot of great viewing areas. I probably overvalue the fan experience now because being at a sporting event with zero responsibilities, beer in hand, just watching for the pure enjoyment of it, when I get the tailgate now, I'm like, people should do this. I'm like, yeah, everybody does.
Well, the Rocket Classic, though, people walk away from it having a great time, aside from Doug Karch.
Aside from me overvaluing everything a part of the fan experience.
It is a very well-received tournament from a fan standpoint and from a player standpoint. The players love it. They have a great time there. They're well-treated, and it's just it's an awesome, awesome event. And they unveiled a new trophy yesterday, which was kind of cool to see. It's very similar to the old one. But
don't touch it.
I didn't win. How am I supposed to touch it? But the base is it's kind of cool. It's got this carved out base, and the base is the city limits of Detroit. When I first looked at it, I'm like, oh, what is that? The Upper Peninsula? Kind of looks like that. I'm like, no, it's Detroit. And I'm like, that's really cool. So the trophy part comes out of the base nice and easy, and that's there. Mike Tirico was the MC of events there.
Yep, Mike's great. Saw him yesterday. He was on the air with us.
Was he?
Yeah, he stopped by because he was at Oakland Hills, and we had Frank Ragnow news, so he hopped on with us.
Oh, on the phone?
No.
Oh, he's actually there.
He was standing right there. Yeah, we talked to him.
Wow.
Yep, he was great.
I talked to him for about 5 minutes. He was awesome.
Yeah, good dude.
Great dude.
Very Detroit forward national personality, Mike Tirico.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I do want to get your thoughts on the Ragnow news, which was massive yesterday. Well, plenty of Tiger talk throughout the day. Got a Who's on Top in the noon hour. It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, if you've got a garage door that's making some strange noises that you just can't figure out, or maybe it's just sluggish and it's not moving as quickly as it used to be, do the right thing. Call the great folks over at Precision Garage Door Service. They're going to come out and they're going to fix the problem. They'll diagnose it and then they'll definitely fix it. They've got all the tools in their vans. They know what they're doing. These are expert technicians that have been around for a long, long time. All calls are answered 24/7 by a live person. So you're not just stuck in voicemail hell. They'll actually answer the phone. Plus, they offer the industry's leading warranty. It's called the Precision Promise, and it's awesome. I've used Precision in the past, both for repairs with my garage door, and then when it was time to get new garage doors, you knew that I would call the guys that can get it done. Precision Garage Door Service. You can give them a call today at 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR or visit them at precisiondoormi.com. That way you can schedule an appointment at a time that works for your convenience. You're not beholden to some six-hour window and you're just stranded at your house waiting for people. No, they'll come out at a time that works for you. Again, 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR or schedule that appointment at precisiondoormi.com.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. We got huge news yesterday in the middle of the show, Gator, and kind of caught us off guard. Frank Ragnow is stepping away from the NFL. He is retiring. And, man, that's a blow. There's no question about it to the Detroit Lions. The initial shock maybe has worn off. The initial, perhaps panic that set in, whatever it was. Now that you've had a chance to process the news, how do you feel about this? And I'll start with you, Scott Anderson. How do you feel about it?
I'm still in shock. I don't know if shock's the right word. I mean, I think initially when you hear it, you are. And then I go back and think, look, we've talked for well over a year about the horrible injuries that Frank Ragnow has encountered and has to deal with on a daily basis, and why we understand that he doesn't practice during the week because he's managing the pain that must be absolutely excruciating with the toe injury that he has suffered from years ago. Add to that that there's a knee and an ankle and a torn pec that he played through and all this stuff. And, I absolutely love and appreciate what Frank Ragnow has meant to this team and meant to this city. And we jokingly last week were talking about, what do we call the Tigers? Well, it's gritty. And, right. I mean, that's Frank Ragnow. Nobody exemplifies that more than Frank Ragnow. He might be the toughest player to play in the NFL. Well, we got a chance to witness it, what he had to play through. And people that talk about it, they're like, everybody just speaks reverently about how great Frank Ragnow was as a player. So to hear that he finally is going to step away and take care of himself and just, heal up and be there for his family, I totally understand it. It happens maybe a little earlier than I thought it would. But I think there was, even after the end of the season last year, there was probably a 10% chance in my mind that I thought, maybe Frank is going to step down. And we talk about all the time leading up to the draft, right?
Yep.
Should the Tigers look at offensive linemen here? Why? Well, because how much longer is Frank Ragnow going
to
play? How much longer is Taylor Decker going to play? And so when I didn't find out until last night when I came after the golf and I came home and I'm watching the Tigers, actually. It was during the Tigers game that I'm scrolling through Twitter and I came across a Caputo story. I'm like, what? And couldn't believe I could believe it, but I was just a little surprised.
It was surprising.
Yeah. So now it's 12 hours later and
yeah, the what's next is really, you're, it's funny because all that you said there kind of echoes almost sort of everybody's thoughts on Frank Ragnow, but there's two things. It's like, hey, cool. Got it. Appreciate you.
Love him.
Yeah. You were a great Detroit Lion, but now, it literally is yesterday's news. Now what?
Well, now you look at, what are they? Well, they drafted a couple of guards with some versatility there, especially with Tate Ratledge, who can move inside and play center and, started for 4 years at Georgia. So he's got the pedigree where he can play right away. And they also still have Glasgow. And Glasgow is a guy who, when Frank would get hurt, moved to center. So he can do that as well. So that's they have some things in place and moves that they predicted for the future, right? I mean, you draft Ratledge maybe with the thought that he was going to replace Ragnow at some point. Who knows when the Lions knew of Frank's contemplation about his career? Did that play a role in drafting the guys that they drafted? It may have. Maybe they had a little bit of a heads up. But
it feels like they did. Feels like they knew something was going down here.
But you can't help but start to question about, now that this is in place or this is no longer part of the team, how does this affect what you think will be the outcome of the season? Or how does this affect how things are going to go in the season? Because now there has to be a reasonable level of concern that this team is going to take a step back offensively. Because when you lose the all-pro center, not, you know, Pro Bowl center, the all-pro center, it's tough to replace. And you start moving pieces along that offensive line, and it gets to be, okay, well, we don't know. We don't know how good Tate Ratledge is. We don't know if, you know, hang another year on Graham Glasgow and how healthy is he to play the position or wherever he's going to play. Is it going to be guard or is it going to be center and Ratledge play? We don't know. There's a lot of unknown factors there. How does that affect the running game for this team? How does this affect pass protection? How does this affect who's going to be calling the protections at the line of scrimmage with Jared Goff? There's a lot of factors. All this while you have, you know, a newer offensive coordinator on this team. There's a lot to consider.
I got a plan, Gator. I got a plan, okay. And I'd like to see them execute said plan, like right now, quick and in a hurry. But yeah, we'll get to that coming up today at 10:35. 248-539-9797. Ernie, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Ernie?
Gentlemen, good morning. Yes, you know, this sort of reminds me of when Barry Sanders left early and when Calvin Johnson left early. And one could hearken back to when Jim Brown left in his prime. Now I'm going to transition over to the Cosell side of my personality, where I have a little more hubris, and the two of you had a good laugh and chuckle while I droned on about the Tigers improving. This is Tony from Saginaw, by the way. And if it's okay,
Tony, let me ask you a question. Why'd you say your name was Ernie?
Well, because I'm Ernie Cosell. I've started with the...
All right. Wow. No, you don't lie to our screeners about who you are. Am I right?
Gator ain't having it.
Don't do that.
Gator ain't having it.
Well, that's not how we play the game.
No, you...
Got to play by the rules, that's all.
Yeah. Like to know who you are. Okay. I
mean, nice use of the word hubris.
You appreciated that?
It's fine.
Yeah. So look, I mean, the thing about him is he was still really good. He was still really good at his job. And there's no way that there's another Frank Ragnow out there to be had. Like, the offensive line got worse yesterday. The question is, can the team hold steady? Can the team not get worse? Because it does free up some cap space. So can you get better somewhere else that sort of mitigates the loss, right?
Yeah. That's one way to look at it. Or are the guys you're putting in place, do you feel confident that they can step in? Look, the Philadelphia Eagles went through this last year when the great Jason Kelce stepped aside. And he is. I say that jokingly. He was great, right? He was a Pro Bowl center and an All-Pro center. He was awesome.
Yep.
They didn't have him last year. What'd they do? They won a Super Bowl.
Yep.
You can replace guys. Now, they went out and got veterans to replace him, but we'll see what happens with the Lions line. But there's no question you have to ask yourself, so what's the plan? What's going to happen here? What do we do?
Well, I got a plan, and I'm really hoping that the Lions, I hope they're listening.
Yeah.
I don't hope they're listening. I hope, that's a joke.
You want to tell Dan Campbell?
Yes, I want to tell Brad Holmes.
All right.
I hope that they have already reached out to this guy. And we will get to that today at 10:35. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Still reacting to the huge news yesterday. The Frank Ragnow, Pro Bowl center, stepping away. He's retiring from football. Just couldn't deal with the ongoing injuries and is moving on. And it's a blow to the Lions. There's no doubt about it. I do think they need to do something. We'll get to that today at 10:35. Joe is in Birmingham and on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Joe? Joe, are you there?
Joe?
guys. How are you?
Okay.
Great. Everything Frank Ragnow is saying is true. I don't doubt a word of it. But you do wonder if he could speak even more candidly than he has, that he'd say something like the following. Last year was our best shot, and anything past last year is going to be a regression, and I don't have it in me. You just kind of wonder if that played into it at all.
That's interesting. I haven't wondered that, but you think he doesn't feel like – you think he might think the window's closed?
Yeah, I think that if he thinks they were as close or closer to winning the Super Bowl this year, after all he's been through, how could he not gut it out one more season?
Well, Joe, I'll tell you how. John Jansen once told me, I said, in the league a decade, when did you really think you had a shot to win the Super Bowl? And he looked at me, he said, every year. I said, well, come on. Yeah. And he goes, no, you go into the season, you fully believe that you've got enough to win the Super Bowl. And I said, and you never doubted. He goes, not once. Like I don't think players look at it the way fans look at it. Now, maybe Ragnow's different, but I really doubt that he thinks the window closed last year and that's why he's walking away.
Well, I mean, Frank's a player. I think he also understands that injuries are part of the game, and injuries decimated that team going into the playoffs. So
he has always played with some degree of discomfort, to put it mildly. And he's so close now, man. It kind of break my heart in a bittersweet kind of way if they won it and he wasn't able to get a ring,
I'd be just fine if they win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I feel bad for him, but I feel too. Great for the Lions.
I think it's got to be tough for him to step away. That's interesting. That guy saw this whole thing through two ways I didn't look at it. One is Frank walked away because he thinks the window's closed. Two is it's going to be bittersweet for him if they win a Super Bowl because Frank didn't get a ring. I'm like, whoa.
All right. So I think both are a little on the fringe there, which is fine. It's his opinion. I disagree vehemently with the first part. I think the window is wide open for this team. You take away so many good players for the Lions going into the playoffs last year, it's hard to overcome all of that. They did enough to win 15 games last year, but when you start playing the toughest of the toughest competition in the playoffs, it's a different game. They needed to be healthy. They weren't. This year, they start the season now without Frank Ragnow.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
And it'll be an adjustment, but they'll be a better team. I would assume they'll be a better team, better offensive line unit towards the end of the season than they had at the beginning of the season, unless, knock on wood, you don't see this, there are more injuries to the offensive line. But, no, I think the window is wide freaking open.
And as far as the second part, I like Frank Ragnow. But days after the delirium and the asking myself, is this the real world? The Lions won the Super Bowl. I might say out loud, it's too bad Frank Ragnow wasn't around for this.
Yeah.
But it will not in any way take away from the sheer exhilaration and enjoyment of winning a Super Bowl.
No, like Wings won the Stanley Cup in 1997 and it was amazing, right?
Yeah.
Now, did part of me feel bad that Dino Cicerelli was not part of that team when he was part of the team the previous year? Yeah, absolutely. But winning the cup outweighs
yeah, there's
that.
Not, there's just not, you know, any part that it will take away from my personal enjoyment. It'll be something I speak out loud days later. But yeah, I mean, maybe he overdid it with bittersweet.
Well, I mean, Frank is one of those guys.
That's
though.
A big Frank Ragnow fan. Maybe that's it.
I think when we all think about it, take a second and just think about Frank Ragnow. We're all Frank Ragnow fans.
Yep.
This guy was everything to the Lions. I mean, he just absolutely epitomized and embodied what it was to be a Detroit Lion. He is the guy that Dan Campbell talks about, you know, gritty players.
Mm-hmm.
It's Frank Ragnow. Be like Frank, I think is what it comes down to. Now, I can't help but think that a year down the line, does Frank want to come back? Does he want to give his body a chance to heal up where maybe a year from now or a year and a half from now, he feels completely different.
Yep.
And hey, you know what? I'm don't know why, but I am actually running and it feels good. Maybe I can make a comeback if I take just a little bit of time away, let my body heal up and let's let life take over for a little bit and see what happens. I'm not going to be upset if he doesn't, if he stays retired, stay retired, man, do you, right? But I can't help but think that maybe down the road, he's only 29. Maybe he does want to come back after a couple of years.
Okay, so as far as the what's next, didn't really have, you know, reacting in real time. We were on a remote, didn't have all our resources with us. So I didn't really have a plan. But what I'm interested to see is, and you weren't here, and I'm not sure that everybody heard everything that was said, but I'm really, this frees up some cap space. How can you get better elsewhere to try and mitigate this loss? Like what, they're not going to be better on the offensive line. Can they do anything with the cap space to get better somewhere else and make a move? Because I, at this point, after really taking a look at it after the show yesterday, I think they need another veteran and they've got to bring somebody else in. There's a lot riding on. You start looking at the pecking order. It's probably Mahogany and Ratledge getting first cracks at some of those interior offensive line spots, how they, you know, move around, whether Glasgow goes to center, Ratledge goes to center. Then you start getting into a Miles Frazier, Colby Sorsdahl. You know, what's the wild card with Giovanni Manu? Like there's, but what I just mentioned was like five guys who are all in their first or second year. There's too much riding on this season to go into this season without adding another veteran. And so we'll get to that in a minute, but they got to find a way to react to this, to somehow get better somewhere else. You know, I mean, if it helps them land that edge rusher so their defense is, you know, 3 points better than they were a year ago, or, you know, creates, a, you know, another 10 sacks from the opposite side of the defensive line. What are they going to be able to do with this cap space? Do they hold it? Do they hold it until the trade deadline where you can, it's more valuable. You can take on more cash at that point, cause you're only paying for half a season. Somehow, some way, can they get to whatever their Super Bowl chances were on a scale of 1 to 100? If they were a 84, losing Ragnow makes them a 78, but can they do something else that gets them back up to an 84? You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
I'm trying the best way to articulate this. In the meantime, the more I looked at, the more I think there's too much riding on this season to count that much on young players. There's a free agent still out there who I think really fits the bill as the kind of player that the Detroit Lions would go after, the kind of player who has been very good in his career, and the kind of player that's been battling injuries. And it's Dalton Risner, the guard who spent last year in Minnesota. He missed about half the season with an injury. When he came back, he played 537 snaps, zero penalties, zero pressures allowed in 10 games. Now, some of the quotes from Dalton Risner when he went to Minnesota, quote, "Whatever they need me to do, I'm there. Right tackle, right guard, center, tight end, wide receiver, you name it, I'm ready to rock." He also, when he was in Denver, he was one of those NFL Man of the Year candidates. You don't get nominated by a team to be an NFL Man of the Year without A, being really good in the community, and B, being really good in the locker room. Somehow, some way, we've gotten this late in free agency, and I don't know all the details. It's hard to, there's not a ton of reporting on interior offensive linemen. He was at Minnesota, hit free agency. Denver, he might go back to Denver. I think he's a native of Colorado, to be honest with you. I'd have to go back and double check that. But the Bengals, I guess, have expressed an interest. He might, Minnesota has talked about bringing him back. He is not a break the bank option, but he is a big, strong veteran who is presumably is healthy now, who I think checks a lot of the boxes of things that the Lions are looking for. On top of that, when he did play last year, he was effective. So that is something I would do. I would go get Dalton Risner, free agent, interior offensive lineman, who, I mean, has said in the past he was willing to play the center position. And, you know, I just think there's too much riding on the season to go in with young players. That many young players.
I'm not mad at you. I mean, if he can play the position, obviously, you know, let the evaluations take place and see if that's there. I think to me, the easy button to hit right now is to let Glasgow play center because he's done it for this team. And then let the competition begin for the guard positions. You know, if Mahogany's got one locked up, then see if Tate Ratledge can lock up the other one. And then you'll go that route. I mean, it's not ideal, but nothing's going to be ideal here. I mean, you're bringing up a guy who spent half the season injured last year.
Yep.
And I'm not saying he's bad or that's a bad idea. It's just that's what's left at this point. This is what they have to pick over unless they decide to make a trade or something else. But I like where your head's at.
Yeah, I mean, I think Glasgow had his share of struggles at the end of last year. He's probably the best to move him over if they stay in-house and if they don't go get a veteran. And maybe it works out that they bring in a veteran, but their best combination is Glasgow at center and a veteran at guard. They'll have to figure that out. But yeah, in lieu of doing anything else, I think it's probably Graham Glasgow.
Well, and one of the things to think about with Glasgow last year and maybe why it was not the best year for him, didn't he switch to the other side for guard than what he was used to because they had Zeitler on the right side. So he had to play left side, which was not where he was comfortable playing with the Lions, where he had played in the past, which was right guard. But when he filled in for Frank Ragnow as a center, he was good.
Yeah, the question becomes is where is Graham Glasgow? I have concerns about where he is in his career.
Mm-hmm, sure.
But anyway, that's where we stand. 248-539-9797. How big of a deal is this to you? Your level of concern? Yesterday we got everything from they'll be fine to the window is closed. And, you know, I think I'm really intrigued to see what happens next. And I'll really pass you because I think what we have here is we have the most competent management crew we've ever had. They've been thrown a curveball. It does free up some resources. How do they get better as a team to get somewhere else to get back to where they were? Like I said, if they've gone from 84 to 78, how do they get back to 84? Because they're not going to get another Frank Ragnow. How do they try to get back to being as much of a Super Bowl threat with other offseason moves? 248-53.
Sign Amari Cooper.
I know everybody wants to trade for Trey Hendrickson. We really need Trey Hendrickson to change his you know, what he is demanding. He's demanding a new contract, and that's probably not going to happen here in Detroit. But if Trey Hendrickson said, all right, fine, I'll play on this old contract, just get me out of Cincinnati, that would be a game changer. But we shall see. And that does free up some money. It's Carson Anderson, the Ragnarok's retirement. Carson Anderson, 97.1.
Hey, looking to upgrade your outdoor space? Well, Builders FirstSource has you covered. With four Metro Detroit locations, they specialize in top-quality composite decking with brands that you trust, like Trex, TimberTech, and AZEK. So whether you're a DIY enthusiast or you need a certified installer, their expert team will help you build the perfect deck that stands the test of time. Visit one of their locations today in Lapeer, Auburn Hills, Clinton Township, or Shelby Township, and discover why Builders FirstSource is your go-to for decking. Quality, service, and unbeatable value, that's the Builders FirstSource promise. Search Builders FirstSource.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 a ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. I don't know if you got a plan or something you'd like to see the Lions do to respond to this, your level of concern. They're not going to get another Frank Ragnow in the middle of the offensive line. Their offensive line isn't going to be as good, and that is a concern given that one of the things that they have provided this offense is the base foundation for solid protection for the quarterback and a good running game. So there's a probability that the offense isn't going to be as good. Can they do anything with the cap space or get more? Does this cause them to be more aggressive and maybe say, okay, that trade we wouldn't make earlier, we'll make it now because we have to try and get better somewhere else to make up for this loss? Specifically, can the defense be so much better that the offense doesn't have to be the best in the NFL? Because that's basically what they had last year. The best offense in the NFL and a defense that was better than 2 years ago, but by the end had taken on too much water. Can they improve the team somewhere else to at least get back to being as much of a threat for the Super Bowl? And I'm not sure if they can, but I have a lot of faith in the best and most competent management group we've ever had here.
There's reason to be. They've put together a phenomenal team, a phenomenal roster of players, and now they've lost one of those guys who was trending to be a Hall of Fame player. Maybe he still is, I don't know, but it was a short career of 7 years, but a fantastic 7 years in the league. He really left his mark. And think about other retirements that were announced. I mean, this one's big. It's not Barry Sanders big. I mean, Barry Sanders' timing sucked more than anything else.
Yep.
but also leaving at the peak of his career. Calvin Johnson, that one was kind of a surprise, and Calvin was more in line with what this is. Calvin retired in large part because of the injuries. It was just his body was wrecked.
Yep.
There were other factors that went into it as well, but this one with Frank seems like it's all about injuries. He loved playing with these guys, loved playing for the coaches, loved playing for the fans, and was very appreciative. And I got to imagine just a gut-wrenching decision to call it a career.
It sucks to have to quit right now.
But to move forward, okay, let's put the business hat on. I know when did I hope that the Lions front office had a little bit of a heads up on this, so they can start looking ahead. I'm sure they've already have. Whether it's a file or whatever, hey, life after Frank Ragnow file, right. Because they know it's just borrowed time before he decides to hang it up. Well, now he's hanging it up. So what does that look like now with, like you said, now there's that little cap relief because of the retirement.
Wish it was more money. It's not a ton of money, but, you know, if they let Za'Darius Smith go over what is probably right, a few exactly. million, now they might be able to afford to bring him back.
Well, and same thing with Alex Anzalone. Is this what you give Anzalone the money, some of the money too, and bring back Za'Darius Smith. Is that where that you make up? I don't know how much extra cap space they get. Is it $9 million or whatever he was making? But those are two obvious places it can go to, and it's not sexy, but it helps. It's like when you're doing a renovation in the house and you're updating the plumbing and the electrical.
Yeah,
it's nothing you get to see, so it's not pretty. But you know what? You need it. Oh, great. I just spent $15,000 to fix the foundation. Yeah, but now you fixed the foundation. It may not be new appliances or this big screen TV you wanted or these sliders to go outside, but it's something you needed to do.
Let's go to Robert. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Robert.
Morning, show. Morning, guys. I love the show.
Thank you.
I don't know if this has already been said. I've listened off and on. I really believe that Holmes and company expected Ragnow to put in one more season. I'm going to draft Ratledge, and we're going to coach him up as only Hank Fraley can do and get him ready to plug and play for 2026. I frankly think they were mildly blindsided by this coming this season, because I don't understand, for a team that's ready to win now, with a quarterback that has some mobility issues, and your pillar is your fantastic O-line, I can't understand how they wouldn't have traded for somebody, free agent signing earlier on, and now we're stuck in early June going, okay,
yeah, I mean,
what do we do now?
That's, it's funny. I think you, it's, you I go think back, it's one more year. Robert, you listen to what Frank Ragnow had to say at the end of last year. He was talking pretty encouraged. We went back exactly. and listened and to his press conference at the end of last year, and we're like, God, he sounds like he's doing better than he had been in previous seasons. So I do think there was a little bit of surprise. I think they'd started their changeover. If you look at what they've done in the draft, in the last two drafts, they've taken four guys that can play interior offensive line. So it's not like they weren't starting to prepare for the next generation of interior offensive linemen. This might just be happening a little bit quicker than they thought.
That's exactly why I think it was this, hey, man, give it one more year. And that's why I really think they were mildly blindsided. Like this, now you got to coach up. You know, you've mentioned a couple of guys. I think they really thought 2026 was like, all right, this is post-Ragnow, not 2025. Just my two cents.
Well, and thanks for the call, Robert. Here's something else that I think we're going to look back at and say, oh, thank God, Lions dodged a bullet. Remember when Hank Fraley was being interviewed for other jobs?
Oh, yeah.
And the NFL was Seattle was looking at him as potentially an offensive coordinator.
Yep.
I think we're going to say, thank goodness Hank Fraley is still here to coach the offensive line, because he's a very, very highly revered offensive line coach.
Yep.
And to have him here to work with these young offensive linemen and keep the train on the tracks, it's vitally important to the success of this team.
Yeah. Yeah, he's really well respected. And there was that quote from Ragnow, I'm not going to play here without him, when he was being – he said, I'll sabotage him. We got to keep him here. And well, you didn't play here without him. He's going to have to be here without you.
Yeah, I wonder, was there a setback with Frank? Something that happened in this offseason?
I there might have been, because it does seem pretty surprising.
Yeah, Gator, I'm in this there are phases, you know what I mean, when you find out big news, right? Yeah. Like, I'm still gutted.
Different stages of grief or whatever.
Yeah, uh-huh, yeah, I'm still gutted, like, really big, and I'm starting to, like, you know, see how does this affect the, you know, the rest of the season, of course. But one of the stages I'm in right now is a little bit of annoyance with Frank because clear this guy's tough as nails. I mean, he broke his throat and played, okay? You don't hear that line that line written or said out loud often, but that's what happened to Frank, right? But at the end of the season with the media, he said that actually, you know, they always ask him at the end of every year, hey, man, how's your body holding up? Because that's the thing with Frank Ragnow.
Yeah.
This past season, the most recent one, he actually gave the most glowing endorsement he had ever given after an end of a season. Said, actually, I feel pretty good. My body's as the best, it's all things considering, it's ever been at the end of the year. And then he mentions the Hank Fraley thing that Doug just mentioned. Hey, we're not letting him leave. I'm not playing without Frank Fraley, right? And then, like, over the weekend, that report of the contract thing. So you're thinking, okay, well, he actually really wants to be here because he wants more money. And that turned out to be not the case at all. In fact, he's going to retire because somewhere between January, where he hasn't played a snap, in June, not one snap was played, but yet he felt his body couldn't give anymore.
You know what I think it is? I think OTAs are coming around and he started going through his routine to get ready and he's like, I can't do this anymore. That's what I mean. If I'm to speculate what changed, it's okay. I got to ramp up for next season. Here's the time. What do I typically do? And he started doing it and he's like, this isn't working. And it was kind of the bitter pill of reality. Let's go to John. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, John.
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
I can't help but think that he was on the fence about retiring, and I really believe due to this schedule and these outdoor games coming up, which I think is probably the toughest schedule I've ever played, that he probably took a look at that schedule and those outdoor games, especially at the end of the year against the Bengals and whatnot, that this year is going to be taxing as hell, and that he probably figured, if I'm going to retire, I'm going to do it now because this year is going to be just a gauntlet of trouble.
I got to tell you, that sounds like something Frank right now would be insulted that you said, that you think he ran away because of the schedule being so tough.
No, because he's beat up already, and he was already contemplating, and he's looking at who we're going against this year in these outdoor games, which could be rain, snow, whatever, and he's thinking, you know, this toll it's going to put on me might be too much.
I don't know. After everything he's been through, I don't think this is the type of guy that looks at a schedule and says, oh, that's going to be too much. It's going to put me over the edge. I can't handle it. I don't think that's how he's wired. I think he's wired as the ultimate competitor. And when he realizes his body can't go anymore, he's got to shut it down.
They have one late season outdoor game. They play Chicago in week 18. Prior to that, I mean, at Philly on November 16th, I suppose, could be.
It's a tough schedule. No issue. Question.
They play Cincinnati October 5th. Like I honestly can't imagine Frank Ragnow looking at the schedule going, I don't want to go to Cincinnati October 5th. And when you play in the NFC North, you know, I don't know. It's an interesting theory that, again, we've got a lot of stuff that people have come to the table with I hadn't even given the first amount of consideration to. So, and that would be one of them. 248-539-9797. We'll get to more of your phone calls and feedback on this coming up. Got a Tiger team that continues to just win baseball games. They did it somewhat definitive fashion last night. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.